Good evening. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee for November 16th. I'm Bob Letter, the chair, and our secretary, Jane Gatewood, will now please call the roll.
From KPFA, Sasha Fuchan?
Here.
Anthony Fest wrote to ask to be excused. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here, although maybe not for all the meeting, but at least for now.
Andrew Turner? From KKK, Lydia Brisson?
Here.
Fred Blair? Ken Aaron? Michael Novick?
Present.
From KPFT, Nancy Sarvano-Tomi?
Present.
Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Teresa Allen? From WBAI, Bob Letter?
Here.
Monica Saba?
Present.
Carolyn Burden?
Present.
Nia Bediako? From Jane Gatewood, I'm WPSW Jane Gatewood, I'm here. Ivan Alsame? Reverend Gold?
Present.
Tom Porter? Terry, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Terry. Okay. So we have a quorum. We have 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Hi, seven, this is eight, Andrea.
10, 11. We have 12, including Andrea. We have a quorum.
Uh-huh. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Thanks, Jane. Okay. So for folks who didn't see the draft agenda or for the listeners out there, I'll read what I'm proposing and then we can discuss it. Review and approval of available minutes for 5 minutes. Selection of next committee meeting date for 10 minutes. Report from National Election Supervisor plus questions and answers. I'm suggesting 40 minutes. Perhaps we could cut that. We can see what folks think. Time allotted for on-air listener candidate forums, 15 minutes. Scheduling and playing of candidate cards at KPFT, 10 minutes. Candidate access to voters' emails, 10 minutes. How to ensure quorum, 10 minutes. And possible extensions for KPFK, KPFT, WPFW, and KPFA, 10 minutes. Any amendments to that?
Is it Jane for the stack?
Sorry, I forgot to add. Adjourn at 10:15 p.m. Eastern. Okay, I heard. Was that Lydia first and then Jane?
No, not Lydia.
Okay, who was the first voice?
Yeah, and this is Lydia.
Oh, but who was the first?
I think it was just Lydia and myself.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
So, Jane, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that the possible extensions I think should come under the. I would like to ask that that be dealt with under the NES report because under item 5 because he's mentioned. I'm sure that's something that. He can report on, and I think we should talk about it at that time.
Terry, is that okay with you?
Yeah, I don't care what order you take them.
Okay. All right. So is there any objection to moving that up? Okay, hearing none, that's moved up to combine. Lydia?
I just wanted to ask, what was the 40-minute item?
Terry's report and Q&A, which has now added another the topic you introduced, Lydia, about possible extensions.
Okay.
Okay. Any
playing of election supervisors, timely paying them of them.
I think let's leave to Terry's discretion what he thinks is appropriate for a public meeting. So if he chooses to, you know, if he thinks it is, he'll address it, and if not, then he won't. Then maybe he could send us a private email to answer that question. Terry,
okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Nancy?
Yes,
Nancy. Any other problems that we have with the election, would it be under that number 5 Q&A time?
Yeah,
like,
I think that's the best time
okay.
to bring
okay,
that's why I gave it 40 minutes, because I know things always come up that, you know, whether there's a problem here or a problem there. All right.
One more thing for Revlin.
Yes.
Item number 9, how to ensure quorum.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I'm not sure 10 minutes.
Oh.
I'm not sure 10 minutes.
Go ahead, Reverend.
Because this is something that I brought up at the very beginning. And I guess maybe we could extend time, but we really have to deal with this. This is extremely important.
Okay.
It may take more than 10 minutes.
Shall we allocate 20? 20 minutes?
Yeah. I would say so, because we could always take, you know, if we don't use 20, that's fine.
Okay. Is there any objection to expanding that to 20 minutes? Okay. Hearing none,
this
is expanded. Jane?
This is Jane for the start.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I just wonder if we might deal with that before the to the ones having to do with the candidate carts. And I agree with Revlin. I think we should spend a little bit of time talking about that and engage, you know, Terry to the degree necessary to, you know, whatever we can do to help, whatever he can do to help with that. I'd like to leave this meeting knowing that we've really done whatever we could as a committee to contribute to that concept.
Yeah.
So I'd like to move it up on the agenda, the first item after we wrap up the NES report.
Okay, so that's an amendment to move number 9 up to between 5 and 6. Any discussion on that amendment? I mean, my only does anyone want to speak before I do? Okay, my only concern is that 6, 7, and 8 are, I don't really understand what 8 is, candidate access to voters' emails, but 6 and 7 are really time sensitive. So I'm a little nervous about 20 minutes on ensuring quorum before we get to things that, if they're not dealt with tonight, they're moot. So I'm not saying the quorum issue is not important, but just that we could start a conversation tonight and continue it at, you know, another meeting, which I think we'll decide in a minute when that will be. But there's proposals to have it sooner rather than later, so there will be a chance. So I guess my amendment to the amendment would be put it back down to 10 minutes in that location, and then if there's more desire to talk, put it at the end for the remaining 10 minutes.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I second that. So I would support.
Okay. Anyone else on this topic? Are we ready to vote?
I support that. So move it to immediately following the NES report, but limit it to 10 minutes at that time. And if we go over, have the spillover conversation at the end. Is that what you just said, Bob?
That's what I said. Okay,
could I support that?
Time.
Okay, so is there any objection to the agenda as has just been amended? Okay, hearing none, let's go. I just need a timekeeper. Who would like to volunteer?
This is Revelin. I can try. I'm not great at it, but...
That's okay. No, it's no major skill. Just, try to look at the clock and just... You know, without interrupting someone in the middle of a sentence, just try to alert us when we're at time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So let's go. Jane, I believe you told me earlier that at this time there are no minutes to offer. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So then we'll deal with that at the next meeting. So next is the selection of the next committee date. I would like to propose that we actually have two meetings in December, one on Tuesday, December 4th, and the second on Sunday, December 16th. The reason for that is that historically there's been a lot of issues that come up at the end of the election process, and I don't think we're going to lack for topics that need attention, glitches, problems. Lack of quorum, perhaps, which may easily happen, has often happened at least one station, if not two or three, and disputes or other issues. I just think it would be prudent to schedule two. Certainly, you know, if things are looking good, we could reconsider it on December 4th. But that would be my proposal. So the floor is open for other proposals or for comments on those two dates.
Is Revelin?
Yes, Revelin.
Okay, when I came on the phone, I thought I heard people asking if we were going to have a meeting, in another meeting in November.
Yeah, Nancy, did you want to put out your idea?
Yes, I think we should meet in November before the ballot ends, I mean the ballot deadline. So I was proposing like maybe the Thanksgiving weekend, but nobody's teary about that. So how about, and we cannot do on a day that it has been, something has been scheduled, and 20 and 21st is bad. So maybe would anybody entertain the 18th?
We have to have 7 days' notice.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. So 30th would be the only opening then.
What's wrong with the 31st? With the 31st?
There's no 31st in November.
There's no 31st in November.
Oh, man.
No, I don't think so.
Lydia
to the SAC.
Yes, Lydia. Go ahead.
I support the 2 days proposed by Bob. That seems it gives us plenty of time to ourselves to do the outreach and see what the lay of the land is, and the holiday period. If it's too close to that, we might not make quorum, etc. But I think those 2 days in December, I think, are excellent.
Okay.
Manager?
Yes.
What happened to 25th December, Sunday, December 25th? If you ask, if you think about it for the evening, people said that it's holiday, true, but many people wind down.
I'm sorry, which
are you thinking
day?
Of November? November
Sunday, 25th. November 25th, okay. Mm. All right, well,
we're talking about
we had talked before the stream about certain people who are unavailable or out of town, but... how many people would not be able to attend on Sunday the 25th?
Not just for the stack, if there's a stack. Are we talking about Sunday the 25th?
Yes.
May I ask what the urgency is to have another meeting?
Who would like to address that?
Nancy?
Go ahead.
We have a lot of problems, like are we going to make quorum and promotion, lack of promotion at KPFT, I don't know about the other stations, about the election, and... also, a lot of our candidates have reported their ballots are incomplete. I mean, their ballot booklets. I mean, they get like only one or two pages are missing. And so these listeners also are saying they don't have their booklets. So there's a lot of problems. And I think one of the biggest problems for KPFT is this lack of communication or lack of connection with the listenership. We have really bad problems here about the carts. They haven't been playing correctly. I mean, out of 95 carts, and I got two, and another lady got two, and one gentleman got three, but
okay, Nancy,
other
Nancy,
candidates
Nancy,
got like
can
10.
You please,
I mean,
Nancy,
the whole
excuse
issue.
Me, Nancy, that's on tonight's agenda, so if you could try to wrap up, please.
Oh, yeah, I'm finished.
Okay. All right, so let's just...
This is Lydia. We're still on the dates, right?
Yes, and can we just, before we have... Well, let me make a suggestion. Before we have more kind of general discussion about topics and when is good or how soon is good, can we just see, are there even enough people who could come on the 25th? Otherwise, it's moot. So I know it would be very difficult for me to come. Who else could not come on Sunday the 25th, November 25th?
This is Lydia. That's what I was going to say. I cannot be here on the 25th.
Okay. Anyone else?
Carolyn here. I doubt that I could. I won't know, though, for a while, but probably not. But yeah.
Anyone else who cannot?
This is Jane. I got a really big problem with it.
Okay.
Well, let's forget about it.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty large number of members to have missing. So,
Revelin, is the next day available?
No. The Pacifica calendar, committee calendar, is quite packed. Every day that week except Friday is spoken for. So that just leaves Friday the 30th. If
May I make a point here, Carolyn?
Sure, go ahead.
Some of the issues that Nancy raises really are in the national supervisor's lap or they're local. If they become emergencies, then we'll just have to maybe meet on an emergency basis, but I don't think that there's any point in jamming up the calendar right now when there's really no problem yet. That's my thought.
This is
Sasha.
Sasha,
go ahead.
Yeah, write this date down, everyone. Carolyn and I agree. I'm not too sure what we can do about some of these problems that people are discussing. That's kind of between the local election supervisor and the station GM. And, I mean, we can talk about it, but why hold meetings and talk about something we can't affect?
Okay. This is Revelin to the stack.
Yes, Revelin.
Okay, perhaps what we're doing is a little out of turn. Perhaps we should get through most of the meeting and see what we can't get to and what is still pressing, and then we'll be able to tell if we have to have another meeting sooner, like on the 30th, or whether we feel that we can, you know, hold it until the 4th and the 16th.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good idea. Is there any objection to deferring the decision on this until, let's see, I don't want to make it the very last item. Why don't we say...
This is Lydia. I object, if I may.
Okay, yes, you may.
Yes, I support the original date that were proposed. Do you want to repeat them, Bob, for the 4th? And
yes, my proposal was Tuesday, December 4th and Sunday, December 16th.
Yes, and because I believe, first of all of you have PMD directors, so if there's anything really pressing, they can bring it to the PMD meetings where we're having meetings in between, and we cover elections during those meetings. So, for example, instead of meeting on the 25th, we will be meeting on the 29th, have a PMD meeting together with your directors, and if it's something critical, it can be raised there. Secondly, if we leave this till the end of the meeting, I think unless something is really, really urgent, I don't see any flexibility in the calendar, and we're just going to go round and round and round. So let's just decide on this. I support the two dates that were proposed in December, and anything that comes up in between, we will be having PMB meetings, where it's the only other place that you have a little bit more of an impact. But once we're in the middle of the elections, again, it's up to the election supervisor, so it doesn't make a lot of sense to me to
proposed.
Okay. Hold on, Revelin. Is there anyone else who wants to speak on this?
Yeah, Nancy.
Go ahead.
I just want to say we're at time.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Revelin, when you tell us about the time, you don't have to ask to be recognized. Just say, just say we're at time.
Okay, we're at time.
Okay.
So
all right.
May
so
we vote on your proposal?
Yes, yes. Hold on. Yes. Okay, so Revelin, do you still want to go forward with your proposal to hold off the decision, or do you want to? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so Jane will now call the roll. A yes vote means we don't take a vote right now on the next meeting date. We wait till, and I never quite finished my suggestion. Not the very last item, but right before part two of the how to ensure a quorum. Okay? So a yes vote means we hold off till then. A no vote means we take the vote right now. Everyone clear? Or anyone unclear? Okay, so Jane, please call the roll.
Sasha?
Yes.
Okay. Yes to postpone, right?
Yes to postpone right now.
Oh, okay, let me say it again. Yes means we're postponing till late in the meeting. No means we vote right now.
No.
Tracy?
I'm going to abstain.
Andrea?
Yes to postpone.
Lydia?
For what date?
No, no.
Could you repeat?
No to postpone.
Could you repeat?
Lydia.
I have a question. I just needed to hear, could you say?
You want to hear what yes and no means?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Right. Thank you.
Sure. Yes means we won't vote until late in the meeting. No means we vote right now on the
okay.
date.
So my, all right, no is my vote. Thank you.
Lydia?
No.
Michael?
No.
Nancy?
Yes, postpone.
Leslie?
No.
Bob?
Abstain.
Manage? Manage?
Oh, sorry, yes, I'm sorry.
Carolyn?
Yes.
Jane votes yes. Reblin?
Yes.
Did I miss anybody? Okay, there's five yes, five no.
Okay, then the motion fails. Okay, so then we go to a vote now. So the motions, I didn't hear any other actual motions other than the two dates I proposed. So unless I missed one. So then I guess we vote on them separately. The first is Tuesday, December 4th. First, let me ask, is there any objection to Tuesday, December 4th?
This is Revelin. I have a class that night. I will not be there.
Okay.
I propose an alternate.
Okay, go ahead.
Wednesday, December 5th.
Hold on. Let me look at the calendar. Oh,
nothing.
It's open. You're right. Okay, so we can vote on both of those. So why don't we do it as one combined vote? In other words, when your turn comes, say December 4th, December 5th, or neither. Okay, and we'll see.
The 5th is the Management Selection Review Committee at KPFT.
Okay,
I don't know
what
National has, but does National have anything?
No.
Nothing.
No.
All right, so then people just say what
you're... How
about
30th?
Well, we can vote on that separately. I guess let's go in chronological order. You did propose the 30th. Okay, please call the roll. And this is a vote not on whether you personally plan to attend, but whether you think the committee should meet on that night. You know, you can take into account your personal plans if you want. That's up to you.
I'm sorry, Bob. We were running on December 4th. That's Tuesday. Our meeting's on the 5th, so it doesn't have any complication on the 5th.
No, there was an alternative of the 5th. But let's. Why don't we start with the 30th? Call the roll on that, and then we'll do the 4th versus the 5th. Okay, Jane. So yes or no?
Okay. So this is proposed up or down?
Excuse me. I think this is a problem. I'm sorry that I was muted and I was talking. Raise a question?
Yes.
You know, if people can make it and they vote for it, what does it mean? We wouldn't get an accurate estimate of what's happening.
No, I'm sorry if my comments weren't clear. What I meant to suggest was that even if you might personally make it but think it's not a good idea for the committee to meet on that night, then you might want to vote no.
Okay, but I'm unsure.
Not the reverse. If you can't make it, then you're probably going to want to vote no.
Yeah, but even that. But anyway, okay, that's fine. But I think people should say, I can make it, I can't make it. Because how can I make a decision the 4th is good, or 5th is good, or 5th is not good?
Okay, all right, let's quickly ask.
It's not about me. Yes, thank you.
Please say if you're unavailable on the 30th. Just say your name. Friday the 30th.
Oh, I think we need to call people's names, Bob.
All right, go ahead. But this is not whether you're available. This is whether you support the meeting or not.
Okay, this is a proposal to meet 2 weeks from tonight on November 30th. Okay, Sasha?
No.
Tracy?
Abstain.
Andrea?
No.
Thank
you. Lydia?
No.
Michael?
Pass.
Nancy?
Yes.
Wesley?
Yes.
Bob?
No.
Manishe?
Yes.
Carolyn?
No.
Jane is no. Revlin?
Abstain.
Okay. We currently have three yeses and one, two, three, four, five, six no's.
Okay, so that's defeated. So the final vote is, well, not the final, next to the last, is between Tuesday, December 4th versus Wednesday, December 5th. So just when your name is called, just say one of those two or neither if you don't support meeting on either of those nights.
Can we say both?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, either or.
It's a truth table. Either, neither, one or the other.
Right.
I'm confused. We're voting on the 4th?
The 4th versus the 5th. Tuesday the 4th versus.
You have four choices. Either, neither, one, or the other.
Right.
The 4th, the 5th, neither, or both.
Right. Both meaning, not that we'll meet two nights in a row.
Yeah, but if somebody can make one of them, actually, if somebody says Tuesday yes, Wednesday no, or Tuesday yes, Wednesday yes, then it's clear, neither
okay,
nor.
Okay, that's good, that's good. Let's do it that way. Jane, go ahead, call the roll. To say.
Sasha?
Tuesday yes, Wednesday yes.
Tracy?
I really don't know at this point, but I guess I'll say both. I don't think one is worse than the other.
Andrea?
Tuesday, no. Wednesday, no.
Lydia?
Tuesday, yes. Wednesday, yes.
Michael?
Tuesday, yes. Wednesday, no.
Nancy?
Tuesday, yes. Wednesday, no.
Wesley?
Tuesday, yes. Wednesday,
yes. Tom?
Tuesday, yes. Wednesday, no.
Manisha?
Tuesday, no. Wednesday, yes.
Carolyn?
Yes. You too. Oh, and Wednesday, yes.
Jane is yes and yes.
Okay.
Revlin?
Tuesday, no. Wednesday, yes.
Okay, this is going to take me a second, all right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If our numbers are the same, you'll see.
Eight.
That's what I got.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Can I tell you, I could do Tuesday. I just looked
Who's
at my that? Calendar.
Who's that?
Andrea? Oh, it's Andrea. I'm sorry.
Okay, that means 9 for Tuesday, 8 for Wednesday.
Okay, I think that decides it then. Okay, so the meeting will be Tuesday, December 4th, and then the final proposal is an additional meeting on Sunday, December 16th. So, Jane, can you call the roll on that, please?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what are we voting on now?
We're voting on a second meeting, an additional meeting in December on Sunday, December 16th. Okay, go ahead.
Is it Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening?
We've always done them at 8:30 Eastern.
But we don't have to if people don't work.
Well, if someone would like to propose a different time, go ahead.
Please. This is Lydia.
Yes.
I can make it at our usual time at 5:30. I cannot make it earlier. Thank you.
Okay, this is a proposal for Sunday, 12/16 at 8:30 p.m. Sasha?
Yes.
Tracy?
That's a no for me.
Andrea?
No. Thank you.
Lydia?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Wesley?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Manashe?
Yes.
Carolyn?
No.
Jane is no. Revlin?
Yes.
Okay. It's past 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, no.
Okay, so that passes, so we now have our two December meeting dates. All right, moving on in the agenda.
We should make an effort for both of those meetings to make sure we have a quorum, because although 8 is a majority, it's not a quorum, and same with 9. So we need to organize the people who are not on this call to get on that call, go to those calls.
That's a very good point. So for one thing could help, Jane. Would you mind posting those to the listserv in the next few days?
Do it tonight.
Terrific. Thank you. Okay, but also, as Michael said, those of you who know, you know, who are in contact with the folks that aren't here tonight, if you could give them a phone call, that would help. Okay. All right, so now we're ready for the report from the National Election Supervisor. So, Terry, take it away.
Okay.
40 minutes.
Right, I'll be shorter and have time for questions. Okay, the ballots are out. They've been mailed. The issue of pay, I know that one of the local election supervisors didn't get their paycheck when they're supposed to, 15th and the end of the month, and the 15th check didn't arrive, and a special check was cut by the GM, so he did get paid, but it's causing some anxiety, and I have not been paid my last paycheck. In fact, I had set yesterday as the deadline by which I had to get pay I was owed, and got another apologetic email. So I'm extending my grace period here. In short, the elections are far from optimal, but so far there's no particular election which cannot be certified at this point. There's a huge gulf between the bare minimum the bylaws require and the goal of what the PNB and the Elections Committee and so on have told the station management and staff they should do. There's a lot of things like the 20 carts per candidate. It's a policy of the foundation. It's not a requirement of the bylaws. So whether or not that's achieved will not interfere with whether the election can be certified. So things are not optimal, but they are not uncertifiable yet. that's not the guarantee that they will be certifiable. The biggest election problem, obviously, we're having is WBAI. They have not. The carts were recorded. Sandy hit, and they were locked in the station, and access was denied. The station was evacuated, and so no one's been able to get into the station to retrieve the carts. Forms obviously could not be scheduled, could not be done, since the station was not available. there's been a desperate attempt at various stations to get all of the forums completed. We've had a series of problems. Some stations refused to have forums because of the national elections period. They wanted to cover national elections and thought forums would not be a good idea. So although the election supervisors tried to get them scheduled in October, at several stations they were not able to get any forums. Some stations, they completed their forums early on, but some stations they still have not been able to have forums, WBAI being the obvious one, but even at KPFA, where they've been trying to schedule them since August. And I go into great detail about the, I suspect the best word is game playing that's been going on between various slates. Because I don't know, there's no rational reason why it should have taken this long, other than there is intentional efforts to make sure that they didn't occur quickly. National elections issue of delaying forums, and there's the issue of constant fundraising interfering with scheduled for carts and forums. And we just got word recently today that at least at some stations, all election programming will be preempted if there is indeed a Gaza invasion by Israel today or tonight. So there's been a long series of preemptions of election plans, best laid plans of mice and men. Another thing about WBAI, I suspect everybody on this call knows that because of Hurricane Sandy, I delayed the mailing of the ballots there for a week, so they went out on Tuesday of this week. KPFK is finally getting forums done. That this one, I think, going on right now this evening. KPFK.
Yeah. 7:05.
Yeah. KPFT. Big issue recently has been that the local election supervisor EO prepared a schedule of carts and gave it to the program director, and then discovered that very few of the scheduled carts were aired at the times they were supposed to be aired. Other carts may have been aired, but... Wow, someone needs to put their phone on mute. that they were not being aired as they were supposed to be, and the program apparently just simply wrote them down on the logs incorrectly, wrong times. So EO then had to figure out a way of redoing the schedule to make up for the inequality which had been created by errors of management and staff. Proposed a new schedule that would try to balance out the inequality that had been created. Was told that that schedule wouldn't work or was not acceptable, and after a series of rather sharp emails, the program director met with the general manager and conference call, I guess, with the executive director, and decided that the program director would directly take responsibility for scheduling the carts. EO notified him that if her schedule was not met, or the equivalent effect of what her schedule might be, alternate ways to do it. He could create new time slots that he had not originally offered to her for airing carts. But if he could create a schedule that effectively assured that all candidates got equal opportunity for equal airtime, that was possible. But that if he did not do that, that she could not certify the election. So that's where that is at this point, where... And I should be clear that at all stations, it is the case that the station management and staff control the airwaves. No local election supervisor has authority to order something to be done, to order staff, to fire staff if they don't cooperate, et cetera, et cetera. All the election supervisor can do is propose a schedule and monitor it, try to monitor it, but EO is now in the position of trying to monitor it after the fact, like, well, when were they aired? And now that it's done, was it fair? Which means that she cannot, looking forward, try to balance things out. So KTFT, for that reason, is a little bit in jeopardy. It may work out fine, but it's sort of beyond the control of the election supervisor. At KPFA, also the request for candidate long statements, the mailing makes clear that any voter who wants the full long statement of the candidates can request it. So far, ESC has only gotten one request. I think it's from KPFA for the long statements so far. So people seem to be satisfied up to this point with the briefer 150-word statements that are in the mailing. We also have one word of one station where a member said that the mailing arrived and there was no ballot. We found out, well, no, that was not the case. What it was a slate mailer talking about particular candidates. And, of course, there was no ballot in that because it was not an official Pacifica mailing. And I guess I'll stop the report there. That's where things are. So I guess the summary, the short version is, there's a whole other element which I guess we could wait for a separate little agenda item about what to do if a particular station does not reach quorum because the bylaws call for the new members to be seated in December and to elect officers. And we could extend the election for like 1 or 2 weeks and still technically close the election in December, that if the LSB wanted to meet on, you know, New Year's Eve or something like that, December 31st, they could abide by the bylaws. But the bylaws also allow election supervisor me to extend the election for up to 4 weeks to try and reach quorum. But if I were to do that, that would extend the election into January, which would bring us into violation of other bylaws requirements that the election be certified and that the new members take their seats in December. So I've asked for some guidance from the executive director about what is considered a higher priority, because reaching quorum or abiding by the bylaws, and my job and my contract is to try and abide by the bylaws. So I know that there apparently have been some elections in the past that have violated them in a variety of ways, but my job is to try and comply with as many of the provisions in the bylaws as I can. Being clear, everybody understands that we are not in compliance and never have been with the time schedule, because the entire process was started 2 months late. So I guess I'll stop the report there and open for questions and answers.
This is Lydia.
Okay, thanks, Sherry. Okay, so I heard Lydia. Was there another?
Jane.
Nancy. Okay, we'll start with the three of you. Lydia?
Okay, thank you, Terry, again, for your being so flexible with all of this. And by the way, I was very impressed with the ballot. I thought it was far more legible. It was larger print and everything for those of us who are there. But my concern with KPFK is that we received the ballot. It was sent out on the 6th, and we just received it this Tuesday. I know Veterans Day took up one day. But nevertheless, because there's such a shortened period, and if my greatest concern is less about quorum. I think we have a good track record of making quorum here at KPFK. However, again, the shortened period, the all these extenuating circumstances, but my greatest concern is for those people who did not receive a ballot, which we're starting to hear about them now, including one candidate that I know of, which, again, I thank you. The 800 number is working well. Apparently, it was very responsive. They're going to send out this person's ballot. But I'm concerned about that post office turnaround, and I'm sure some of that does have to do with Sandy because of where the election services is. But so for that reason, and since you've already extended New York's WBAI's election, I would like to request that you do it for KPFK and then hear from the other people, see if they're experienced the same thing. But I didn't speak to one person that received their ballot
prior to this last Tuesday here in L.A.
Terry, did you want to respond?
No, I my feeling is that I don't have authority to extend election deadlines once they've been mailed, unless there's a quorum failure issue, and we won't know if there's a risk of a quorum failure for a while.
Okay. And so, but my other question, is this response, because again, because of the shortened time period, is it possible, do we have anything in place, because since we have a slate mailer, we receive those addresses that were no good, right, that either have a little forwarding sticker, but the date expired, but at least the new address is there, or that were just returned, right? Is there anything in our contract, or can anything be developed to assertively, instead of waiting for someone to call for their ballot, to try to contact those people based on other contact information that may be available to let them know this was returned, the ballot was returned? I don't know how often Services Corporation is checking the P.O. box, you can tell us that. But is there anything in place to follow it up more assertively again, because it's such a reduced timeline?
I'll talk to ESC about how frequently they check for notices. There shouldn't be a lot of them, because remember, these are all addresses in theory that were gathered within the year, so the post office forwarding period is still set, so it should be simply be forwarded to their current address. But there could be somewhere that their donation came in and the person just entered them into the old database thing with an old address and didn't get their correct new address. So there could be some. And I'll talk to ESC what procedure. I know that they remail the ballot to the new address, but I'll ask them how frequently they check that.
Oh, good. That was one. You answered my question. Thank you.
Okay. Jane is next.
Yeah, just on terms of the, we had an agenda item, possible extensions for the other four stations, and I think you just dealt with this, but I just wanted to make sure that we covered it sufficiently for whoever brought it up. I knew you were getting advice, Terry.
It is a grayish area. Some election supervisors might feel that they have discretion to do all kinds of things. I tend to try and follow the bylaws and the direction of the executive director. Remember, the foundation for me on my contract is the executive director. That's the only person who can speak to me about what the foundation wants. The executive director has set an election schedule, which I've followed, except for the case of Sandy, and she concurred that because of the hurricane, postponing the mailing made sense. And so we're trying to keep the 35-day minimum between distribution and deadline. And I know that in some election years, the quorum became apparent that it wasn't going to be reached, and they extended the deadline even before the first deadline was reached, and they confirmed there was no quorum. They said, well, it doesn't look like we're going to make it. And so I think that apparently has happened in the past. Maybe that can happen again. But my tendency at this point is to check the ballots on that day, and if there's not a quorum, just keep it open. Keep it open day by day by day until we reach a quorum, and then close it rather than announce another date. Just keep it open as long as I feel we can stand to keep it open, and close it as soon as we reach the quorum. But extending to a particular other date now, and then if we don't reach quorum, extending it even further into January, I just feel like that's beyond my authority, because the bylaws say I'm supposed to try and complete the election so that the board can be seated in December.
Thank you. That satisfies my concern.
Okay.
Nancy.
Nancy.
Take note of the sector.
And then Michael. But Nancy, go ahead.
Yes. The way you described the situation at KPFT, that the cards will not be playing right, accordingly, and so that the exit
Executive Director Summaries decided that the PD could take over, the management could take over the auditing and the scheduling of carts. It's just missing one point. The scheduling was done by the LES, and it was not fair. And we have evidence of that. So in light of that point, then I think a decision by the executive director would be different. So that point was not told to you correctly by the LES.
Well,
okay.
The LES original schedule, I went over, I think it was completely fair. What immediately happened is the schedule that she set forth was not followed at the very beginning. It was not put into the logs correctly. And so the schedule that she proposed was never followed ever at KPFT. And that's where the problem first arose. And then she created a new schedule. And that's when the program director took over and said, no, we're going to do it ourselves.
Did you see her emails of the schedule that she sent to the candidates, or did you see some other schedule? Because I looked at only the emailed schedules from the LES, and they were not fair.
Well,
so I'd like
they
see,
seemed fair to me.
Fair,
I guess you
got.
Need to send me an email with a specific citation about what was unfair about them. We can never be fair to, I mean, we cannot air everybody simultaneously in the same time slot. We have to spread people out, and so
no,
there will
no,
be somebody
no.
first and somebody second. So
I
they
am
seemed
not
fair to me. They were equal, for sure.
Show me, email to the candidates what you got from her, and then, of course, I will email you the schedule she gave us, and so we can clear that up right away. Okay, the next thing I want to say is about wanting to keep a you know, about you're worried about the time delay, about wanting to have to seat the new candidates within December. I understand the time delay makes problems in the format, but and the custom that we're accustomed to. But, you know, an unfair election is worse, and a non-quorum is going to be worse. And so I would say that extending this election would help KPFT make quorum, because our election has not been promoted enough on the air, and most people don't even know there's an election going on. And the playing of cards has been so pitiful and so advantageous for some candidates. So if this doesn't, you know, if this proceeds in the same way as it's been proceeding, means the way management wants it, or the way, since management is now in control, then there will probably be a very unfair election result, or maybe no quorum, because hardly ever. You know, hardly ever the cards have been played, and that's a very bad decision. And if you were to extend, that would give more chance for the candidates to promote the election, to be on the air, to have, you know, the Google Hangouts were canceled. That would be another source of a different audience that depends, you know, technical people, I don't want to say we're geeks, but anyway, those people they would be brought in more it would be very good for making quorum for those people to be able to see Google Hangouts. And, of course, we had a video on Facebook and YouTube, and it was unfairly, as you found out the last time we met, the text was picked by the LES, and it was unfair. One candidate got 95 words, and most of them 22 to 63 words chosen by the LES. Now that was the LES decision, and now she's allowed us to email to her corrected what we want up to 95 words. But see, that's a part where she failed, and that was this is all making an unfair election. So if you were to extend, I don't think anybody's going to be angry at you, or I don't think the rules were not built to be of themselves religiously followed, because it's just to help us make a fair election.
Okay, so Nancy, can you please wrap up?
Okay, I'm finished.
Okay. Terry, did you want to say anything?
Well, I mean, I give us a lot of specific examples. I don't think people responses, but I don't think it's necessarily protected for the call. I'll just say a couple of things. That, for example, at KPFT, EO, the local election supervisor, has gone way beyond what any local election supervisor has ever done in any election in the past in terms of doing things like YouTube interviews with video of the candidates, doing special one-on-one programs with each of the candidates for 15 minutes where they get to be on air, things that no station has ever achieved before. And they are basically quite fair. And in terms of the number of words, she had an intern, which she finally had to fire because she was not doing a good job. She had an intern who she told, select the key concepts in this YouTube video and put it down below them as a description. And so this intern did this for each of the candidates, and they were not all the same length. And so this was not intentional. EO herself did not actually do it, but she did end up firing the intern because she was not doing a good job. And it was corrected. So there will be individual errors and individual variation, but none of that is anywhere near being what I would consider unfair. I think it's been an exceedingly fair and exceedingly effective election campaign. The problem is, at all the stations, that there is not a lot of on-air promotion of the election. That is true. KPFT is not exceptional. In fact, KPFT has far more on-air promotion than many of the stations. There has been almost nothing. Public service announcements are not being aired. At some of the stations, we can't get basic information up on the website. Important notices, WBAI, the change of the election mailing and the deadline, took two weeks to get that up online. I'm just being a little bit defensive just because I think EO has done an incredibly good job there.
But yeah, she tells us that.
Okay, Nancy, excuse me, there's other people who want to speak. Okay, Michael, you're next.
Yeah, I had a couple of questions. I'm wondering if it's possible for election services to give us a running tally of how many ballots are coming in as we go along. I heard what you said about you want to wait till the deadline and count and see if we made the quorum. But
we're going to do checks. I forget exactly which dates I came up with the ESC, but we had a couple of dates, one like 1 week before and 2 days before, something like that. We had a couple of dates. But I think the first check of the post office box for how many ballots are there for each election was going to be 1 week before the deadline.
I think if we could get it sooner than that, it would be helpful in terms of convincing management at the stations that we need greater.
Well, that's a good point. It might be. I mean, yes, I can talk to ESC.
Okay.
I don't think it's much of a burden on their their part to go and.
It doesn't have to be day by day, but if we had like 2 weeks into the thing or something, at least the first hit of what's coming in.
Yeah, I can talk to ESC about getting an earlier initial count.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a firm count, it'll be an approximation. Because what they basically do is that all the envelopes, return envelopes, have a color code bar on them, so they sort them by color and put them in stacks, and they estimate how many are each of the stacks.
Right. Okay. Second question was, is it possible, particularly if we're approaching the deadline and it looks like there's a problem in getting the votes in time, to bundle ballots and send them in express mail, more than one ballot in an envelope? In other words,
yes and no. I mean, I don't want to promote that concept. But the reality is that if we find that one station is right near the cusp and can almost reach quorum, we may create a procedure where the election supervisor will be at the station to receive ballots, place them all in a FedEx overnight package, and send them off. I talked with ESC about that. They say, yes, that's fine with them. In fact, they said that's a good idea. My nervousness is I like the idea of the ballots, of the local election supervisors never handling a ballot. Ballots go from the vendor who's contracted and go back to the vendor, and nobody can start pointing fingers at anybody else. Once we have somebody being able to receive ballots locally, suddenly people get suspicious. And so I'm trying to avoid that, but that might be a backup plan to reach quorum.
So I think if we could do it with observers or something like that, I hear where you're coming from, but I just am concerned because we have failed to reach quorum, you know, and that would be disastrous. So, but I appreciate what you're saying.